Ricky, not the most inspiring game, really. Not easy on that pitch. Didn't help either side, really, did it? What do you make of it today?
No, I actually thought we played all right, Nigel. I've got to be honest. In terms of, if you look back at the Biggleswade game, the Kings Langley game and the Stratford away game, I don't think during any of those three fixtures we were in complete control of the game at any point. And I thought today we actually controlled the game. The first half, without having any real quality in the final third, and then going in 1-0 down from a great strike. But I was actually quite happy with the performance. I thought we moved the ball around on the surface quite well. We certainly weren't as predictable as we've been in recent weeks, and I thought the fullbacks were brave, looked to get on, looked to join in attacks. I thought the two midfield players were brave and got on it and looked to rotate things, which is something that we've been poor at in recent weeks. The only thing that let us down was, you know, was the conversion of good ball into box or balls into front to affect the goal from central areas, based on how many times we got into the final third. And that was something we spoke about at half time. If we were going to score, we had to make the most of the opportunities when we got into the final third, because I think in the first half it was something like 25 entries, and out of those 25 entries we didn't work the goalkeeper, and I think there was only two crosses. So we were certainly getting into the right areas, we just weren't using the ball well enough when we got in there. And we said at half time that Hayes and Yedin have conceded a lot of leads from winning positions at half time, and that we felt if we got one we'd go on and get two. So continue to work the ball into the final third, but then just try and improve our own product. And we went 4-3 again, chasing the game with 15 minutes to go, got the penalty, scored, and then to be fair we should have won the game.
Should have won the game, but definitely.
Small margins, you know, it's the pitch didn't help Jared. He's got immense quality. In actual fact, if there's one person you want it to fall to on a pitch like that, it's Jared, because he deals with the conditions very well, and unfortunately just bobbled up, and you know, he can't do nothing about it. He's pretty much hit his shin pad and gone over the bar rather than him actually putting it over the bar. So good point. You know, I think the performance was much better. If we continue to play like that, then we'll continue to pick up points between now and the end of the season. So, you know, I was happy with that.
Overall, a point towards safety. A couple of players out at the moment. Tom McGowan's nearing return, I think, but Doobie?
Yeah, Tom McGowan done the warm-up today. We're hoping he'll be able to play some part, whether it be 15, 20 minutes on Tuesday night against Ainsbury. And Doobie, we anticipate, will need a scan to determine the severity of the injury. It is a knee injury, but we think it could be anything from... if it's good, 2 weeks. If it's bad, you know, he could need surgery. So we don't actually still know the full extent until he has his scan. But we're hoping to bring one more player in early next week, in time for the Ainsbury game. But besides that, I thought, you know, Charlie Diaz come in and done well. Scott Sinclair done well again. So you know, the competition's still there, and we'll look forward to Tuesday night now.
Yeah, mix things up a bit for Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll make some changes. Of course, you know, the pitch has been heavy the last couple of games. So, you know, Mark Colson will play, Lee Chaffee will play, Jared Cunniff will play, and, you know, we'll make some changes, and we'll be making it to go and win the game, not making it to give players minutes. You know, everybody that's in the squad is more than capable of coming in and performing to the level we expect. So, you know, we'll look at shuffling it up just to freshen things up rather than doing it because it's a cup game.
Okay, thank you very much, mate.
Cheers, Nigel.
Cheers.